Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem, Shalom Bayis Shir, number 496. Chazal tell us that if a woman shows interest in and desires for her husband and shows him that she wants to be with him physically, she merits to have excellent children. Gemara Erev in Daf Kuf Amud Beis says so, that Amar Rav Shmuel ben Achmeini, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, called Isha Shetivas Labala Dvar Mitzvah, a woman who requests and of her husband, Aina, for a dvar mitzvah, that's the aina, havalei banim shafel b'derisham Moshe le'yichem oisam. She will merit to have children that didn't even exist in the generation of Moshe Rabbeinu. And the Gemara learns that lesson from the story about Leah and Rachel in the Torah, where Reuven went out to the field to plant the dudoim, brought it to his mother Leah. Rachel asked for them. Leah said, "Hamakach dechesishti, you want to take my dudoim too?" And Rachel agreed that in exchange for the dudoim, which was regarding, you know, medicine for childbirth, and Yaakov could be with her tonight, and Leah agreed. And so the idea being is it was clear, the Mefarshim say that plant, the dudoim, was a type of plant that possessed a remedy to help a woman conceive a child. So Rachel had no children, wanted desperately to get those dudoim so she could finally conceive. And Leah was willing to give up this precious plant if the reward was to spend the night with Yaakov. The Pasuk says, "Vayyovei Yaakov min hasada be'erev ateitzi Leah l'krasai," that Yaakov went out and Leah came across to meet him, "Atoymar," and she told Yaakov, "Elai tovai," that you come to me, "ki sochas harticha b'dudoi b'ni," because I have hired you with my son's dudoim, "vayishkavim abalailahu." And he was with her that night. And from these words, Yaakov inferred that Leah, basically when she said this, Yaakov understood that Leah wanted to have relations with him. And it was clear it was not necessarily to have children. When she wanted to be with him, her kavana was not necessarily to have another shevet. He wanted to be close to him, to be close to the tzaddik. And that's why the lashon of the pasuk is vayishkav ima balailahu, literally, the shechiva, because it was a closer union than normal. And as a reward for Leah's interest in Oina with Yaakov, and we can't comprehend the greatness and elevation of the Aves and their Kavana, was completely L'Shem Shemayim, and way beyond we could comprehend. But her interest in Oina being with Yaakov, she merited to have Yisachar, whose children were extraordinarily wise. So the Pasuk promises, as they promised, she had offspring like no one ever had seen before. So you see from here that a wife showing interest in being with her husband, making herself pleasing to him like Leah did when she showed interest in the union, was zeichet to merit children. Again, we can't comprehend their hasaga. Their whole kavana was so l'shem shemayim. That's it was not no embarrassment to use those l'shaynais. Their kavana was not for their own self-interest. And that's a very important point to note and to understand. So the Gemara concludes that if a wife demands relations verbally, that's not appropriate. She should instead make herself pleasing to him so he will understand that she wants what she wants on his own. And that's the idea. Rashi says it means to show him matters of love. And the Rabbeinu Hananel explains that it means that she makes herself pleasing. Dartuya artuya kameh, there's Rabbi Nichananel in the Gemara Erevin, she makes herself nice, but if he just begot annoying by wearing nice, beautiful clothing, v'dikunam shel guf, and adorns her body, v'dvarim benichusa, and speaks in a light tone, shiragilim esa adam l'dvar mitzah, to put the person, the husband, in the mood to have that physical relation. Gemara says that Hashem intervened to help that union between Leah, Yaakov and Leah on that night. That's the Gemara Lamed Nida Lamed Aleph Amid Aleph. It says, "Vayishkav ima b'laylahu melamed shakodesh baruchu sayeya ba'isay ma'isa," that he helped in that ma'isa. And Yisachar chamar garim loyli Yisachar. It's a medrash about that. But the idea is, and the Chida also writes, that a husband has a special chiyuv to unite with his wife, especially when his wife is showing that affection. That's the Chida in Maris, Sefer Maris. Ayin, that Sha'im of Lamish, Hecha de Om, Ekel of Medrash, that the Imit Tsuye, or Tsuye Kameh, that if she expresses this interest, Chayev Lepaitka, he has to be with her. The Me'iri points out, also in the Erev and Kufam and Bey Sugya, that Afapi Shemidas Atznias Mushubach Aseitzel HaKoyel, that even though Tznias is praiseworthy for everyone, but Benoshim Mushubachas Yoiser, and by women Tznias, modesty, is even more praiseworthy, by women in particular, Afapi Kane, he's going to explain now that Aina and the desire for Aina and her expression of the desire for Aina to have relations is not a contradiction to Tznias. Afapi Kane, Kol Shem is Chaveves Eitzel Bala. This is the Me'iri, that all the time that she expresses and makes herself loved to her husband, mitzvah, and attracts him to the mitzvah's aina, ain't zu pritzus etzla. This is chashon, this is not considered pritzus. El zrizus, it's the reverse. It's enthusiasm of a healthy kind. Umida maila, and it's a special attribute. Uschara sharmala, and her reward is with her. Latzis mimena bana magunu, to have good children. So this is the Me'iri in Erev and Kuf Amebeis, and look at the Me'iri also in the Darim Chaf Amebeis, saying the similar concept. So the reason one merits the special bracha is because, why? Because again, like we explained in all these shiurim, again, a lot of this was taken from the Sefer Matayvu Alecha by Rav Aaron Cohen, is that the Aina, the idea of Aina, is to bring a husband and wife closer together and to bring a union and peace to the home. And to have that peace in the home, they need to be interested in the physical connection. Can't separate the physical connection from the overall emotional, spiritual state of the union. That's why it's a mitzvah. So when men, we're, for the most part, generally speaking, it's a physical need, which makes it more likely that they will be in the mood of Aina more often, in most cases. So that's his biology, generally speaking. But when a woman demonstrates interest, usually, could be sometimes, it's not like that, but usually it's because of a feeling of love for her husband. And that's the Aina that the Torah wants the husband to do for his wife. That if the husband sees his wife is interested, and he usually responds with even more excitement and greater passion when she shows that interest. He gets more of a cheshik when she expresses her cheshik to him. The Avodram brings down, it's brought down to the Shita Mikabetzis and Darim Chaf on the base, that what makes it special when the woman desires her husband is to show that Artsuye, because she treats him with love, Noihages Imoy Ben Yonechivi treats him with special love, kedei lasamchay, to make him happy, and through this, ba'aleh b'simcha, he in turn will unite with her with a joy and with a happiness. This is the opposite of the b'nei chatzufa. B'nei chatzufa is one of the nine midos where there is a lack of that love. So the key really is the wife does this until the point where it comes back to the husband, and they share that love. So when a couple has relations in a situation that is out of love, it's the most beautiful thing in the world. And when it's lacking of that, which is most of these nine midos have that, then it's a defect in themselves that could affect the children in a negative way. In the reverse, the mitzvah is performed in the way the Torah wants it to be performed, then the couple merits to reach the height of the mitzvah, the height of Kedusha, the height of Asharas HaShchina, which brings out beautiful children. We mentioned this, and he brings it down here, so we're going to say it again. We mentioned it in several of the shiurim in the past, that because the objective of Mitzvah's Ayin is to bring a couple closer, both husband and wife have a chiv to make it active in that observance to do their best, but very often it lies in the wife's hands. It is she that brings the simcha and joy into the mitzvah's aina. It is she that awakens her husband's desire and love for her. You see this in the Gemara about the Medrash, about the women in Mitzrayim. Tarpari decreed this terrible gezeira, and the and the women, the Shem Shemayim, they went to the Nilus, they drew water. Hashem was mazman them little fish in the water. They cooked them, they prepared them, they bought some wine from the sea, they sold some of that fish. They gave some of that fish to their husbands subsequently, but they sold some to get wine, and they brought the wine to their husbands in the fields, and they were eating and drinking. They would take out the mirrors and alongside the husband, and they would say, I'm more attractive than you. Husband would say, I'm more handsome than you, and so on. And this way they would arouse their desires to have children in order to be Mekayim the mitzvah of Pru Urvu. This is brought down in Medrash Tanchuma, Pikude Ois Tes. And that when Hashem told Moshe to build the Mishkan, everyone brought their contributions. The women said to themselves, what could we bring? They brought their mirrors, brought it to Moshe. Moshe saw this. He actually became angry. He became angry. And Zaf Bahem, the Lashon Medrash Tanchuma says, he got upset. And he said that, take your canes and beat it on your shoulders. What purpose? Amaris Lamahein Tzrichin. What are these for? Meaning he felt it was a negative purpose. Hashem called out to Moshe. This is a fascinating Lashon. Look it up in the Tanchuma. Moshe al Elu at the Mevaza. On these you're mistreating them because of these mirrors? Hamaras ha'elu, these very mirrors, hein ha'em idu, called tzivayis halalu b'mitzrayim. They're the ones who produce the multitudes, meaning the many children in Mitzrayim. Tol mehem, take from these mirrors, v'asa mehem kir, and make the kir, the choshes, the copper kir, the kane l'koyhanim, and the base for the koyhanim. Why? Shememenu, that through that, are you miskachin ha'koyhanim? The Kohanim will get that tahara by washing their hands in the water of the kir. And that's what it says in the Pasuk. Hashem made the kir, the basin of brass, and the base of brass, which is the copper. The maris hatsoivais, from the mirrors of these women, ashetzavu, that they have done the service, that they produced all these multitudes, l'shem shemayim. So on the surface, it seems that what they did was just a practical thing. They wanted to have children for future generations, and this is the way they did it. But it was much deeper than that. As the Maharal says at length, look at Gevuras Hashem, Perek Mem Gimel. He says the reason that they had children worthy of being going out of Mitzrayim is because the women engaged in the union with great passion. Because the union wasn't just a physical one, but an emotional one. Therefore, the children born of these unions were therefore on a very high madrega. And they merited to go out of Mitzrayim and receive the Torah. That's what it means. It says basically in the Maral there, they generated in themselves a tremendous desire for their husbands, physical desire. Therefore, that is directly connected with them producing children that were roya to be freed. That is the concept. There and look over there, he talks about the complete oneness of such a union. Kasha yesh kan achdus shel hazivik, there's a oneness of the zivik, kamo shehayu mistapkin or misachdim, that they were connected and became one. How? Al yidei tshukas ha'isha, by the woman desiring this l'shem shemayim, oz yesh kan zivik aliki, that's a godly zivik. That is the concept behind it. And that is a very important look up also Saita Yud Aleph Amud Beis. It talks about the women that came that were because of them they came got out of Mitzrayim. So and usually you're zeicha to good children as a result. And again, even if you already have children and this union will not produce children, nevertheless it creates a tremendous bracha and a beautiful shmira and hashras hashchina. Bracha v'atzlacha.